Blog Talk Radio.
God be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are so happy that you had the opportunity to join us here on today. We want you to know that you are always a part of this broadcast. Matter of fact, why don't you call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is now on the air. We want you to get ready for a special broadcast. It will be our guest today will be none other than Dr. Irving Cohen. But before then, the Bible tells us what we do in word or deed, to do it in the name of Jesus. So we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise thy name. We thank you, Father God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, Father God, for the great and the mighty things that you're doing according to your word. We thank you, Father, that thy word is a lamp unto our feet, and your word is a light unto our pathway. And God, thy word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. We ask thee in the name of Jesus to have your way, because, God, you have a way that is mighty sweet. God, those that are in foreign land, those here in the city of Jacksonville and those surrounding cities and those states, we ask thee that is in the United States, we ask thee, God, to have your mercy, have your grace upon them, and to bless them in every area of their life. God, your word say, ask and it shall be given. It says to seek and you shall find, and to knock and the door shall be open. You said, Father, that we have a faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain that be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for all that you have done. Again, we want to welcome you to the Breakthrough Broadcast. And, yes, we are broadcasting from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am your host and founder, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We have an exciting message for you today, an exciting interview today that's going to be coming from none other than Dr. Irving Cohen. Dr. Cohen is the Vice President of Social Responsibility at the YMCA that is located here in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. And he will be talking to you today about social well-being, social responsibility, and community changes. We need changes in our community and our city, and he is going to tell you what he is doing in this city as a president, vice president of the YMCA for Social Responsibilities. At this time, I would like to welcome Dr. Irving Cohen to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Dr. Cohen.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Dr. Cohen. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You are more than welcome. Listen, we're going to have Dr. Cohen. He will be going in not just the interview, because Dr. Cohen, as I said before, has been a great contributor of doing great things here in our city, not only in the city of Jacksonville, but in other cities as well. So what we want to do is to get some info to find out what Dr. Coins is all about, what he has done, what he's doing now, his work here at the YMCA. So we're going to give him that opportunity to just to give us insight, to tell us what he is doing and how we can help as being people that care and the people that concern about our community. Dr. Coins.
Well, again, thank you, Pastor McCoy, for having me on your show today. And as you stated earlier, my name is Dr. Irving Pedro Cohen, and I am the Vice President of Social Responsibility for Florida's First Coast YMCA. What that means in a nutshell, as I always tell people, I do the difficult work of really working in space of community change. And again, I guess if you ask what does that ultimately mean, that's helping people in communities that are particularly challenged get to their next. If that next is in the space of health, then we help them there. If that space is getting them there socially, we do that as well. If it's particularly with young people, if it's helping them get to next, and their next may consist of college, the military, or some other form of post-secondary education, we really help them in that space there as well. My office in particular is located on Jacksonville North Side in the oldest YMCA in the city, the James Weldon Johnson branch of the YMCA. We've been there since 1948. And if you are from the city of Jacksonville, particularly in your African American, you probably have learned how to swim at that branch at some point in your life. And so, you know, I get to be one of four or five directors of that space and the history of its space. And I'm very proud to offer, you know, my time and talent to serve the people of the north side of Jacksonville.
Dr. Coins, you had mentioned about some of the things that are being done there at the Cleveland Road North Side Community Center, YMCA. Could you tell us how the community, by having a YMCA, how does it affect the youth? What are they doing? And what a significant difference is being made in their lives?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that we do a lot of great work as it relates to helping our community there. Again, you know, we know that exercise, whether it be physical or mentally exercising, cuts the death rate in a lot of ways. We know that currently research has shown that, you know, exercising, particularly mental exercising, or, you know, being in social settings helps with the rate of Alzheimer's. And so I think there are a lot of things that we do there at the YMCA that contribute to health and well-being. You know, one of the things that we have done that no other facility, I don't think, in the city has done, is we've partnered with one of our local healthcare providers, in particular Baptist Healthcare at the Cleveland Road location, and so that we have the capacity to really help people understand some of the diagnoses that people get when they go to the doctor. And I would like to say that all of our people there are friendly and personable. And so, you know, we have people that come in every day that say to us, hey, this is what my doctor said to me. Can you help me understand that particular diagnosis? And that's a part of what we do. You know, we are just not a YMCA where you come and you learn how to swim or play basketball. Although those are things that we do, we don't get the luxury of being homogenous in our approach to community well-being. And so we look at the broad scope of how can we help our community be healthier and, you know, in an essence, wholer in some regards.
Very good. Listen, we know we talked about the youth that are coming in and being able to enjoy some of the things that you have there. at the YMCA. But can you tell us about elders? I had the privilege of seeing some of the elderly when I was there a few days ago. And it seems like they are all in, that they are enjoying what they do, being able to come, to be able to conversate with other elders, other people that may be in the same age bracket and whatever. Tell us about the elderly that are coming faithfully every day to the YMCA there.
Right. Yeah, you know, I'm not a biblical scholar, so I may get this portion of the scripture wrong when it talks about faith without works is dead. I would like to think that, you know, we represent that aspect of the work, and that means that we give people a good place to come where they can put in the work associated with the prayer. You know, so I would like to think that's what we do. I also believe that you can have quality facilities within challenged communities. Just because it's in a low socioeconomic community doesn't necessarily mean that the facility has to be that. And so what we try to do, particularly at the Cleveland Road facility, since it's old and it's in a more challenged neighborhood, we give people the same quality experience as if they were going out to Ponte Vedra. We have high expectations for our staff because our community has high expectations of us. And so when you walk inside of our building, not only are you going to be greeted with people who are friendly, you're going to be greeted with, you know, a facility that is pristine. I am a big believer of if it's broke, fix it immediately. And so we try not to have anything that's broken or unsightly within our facility, giving people the same experience as they would expect when they go across town, but seem to have lesser expectations within their own community. I'm not a big proponent of that. And so, again, if you feel good about where you're at, then you're going to be committed to doing the work that you need to do. Again, we want to represent at a high level that portion of the scripture that says faith without works is dead. We're going to provide you an opportunity to put in the work as it relates to your health.
Not only that, enriching, very enriching, which has made a difference in the lives of those attend throughout the day, expectation and know what they're going to get and know that they're not going to be treated any different than anyone else. They are in a place where the kindness is there, the caring is there, the staff seem as though they are in particularly interest in what their clients, the people that are coming to Cleveland Road YMCA, that they do care and that they want only the best for them. So I think that is something that means a lot. And I think as I got a chance to observe that the staff that you have there at the Cleveland Road location, all of them are not just people that have a job, but they are people that have come with expectations to be able to make each of the people that are coming to feel welcome and truly a part of what is being done each and every day there at the center. So I wanted to, one of the things you had mentioned, Dr. Pedro, is that the equipment and the things that you have there set up in everything, would you kind of give us a kind of what is there, what you have to offer? Because I was very impressed as to the building itself and also with all of the equipment that you have in your center.
Well, again, you know, I try to stress, and I think sometimes we've been conditioned to believe that because it's in an our neighborhood, it's less than. I don't own or subscribe to that ideology. I believe and expect that, you know, when it's in our community, we have to go above and beyond, not only because our people expect it, but because we are operating with folks with limited resources. And so those limited resources mean that you don't have a whole lot of money to spend. And when you choose it to spend it with me, I value that. And so when you come into our facility is going to be up to date. You're not going to come in and get does not reflect where we are in terms of technology. You're going to get that. Again, you're not going to get people who are just there for a job. One of the things that I pride myself on is being able to identify people who want to be in the right space and be on the right bus. And so, therefore, when you walk in, you're going to be greeted by people who are glad to have you there. That's just part of what we do. We don't get to maybe not know the names or greet you with a warm smile or welcoming attitude. We don't get to do that because at any given moment, you know, the light bill could be due, and now you can't be at our facility. But we want to make sure that you feel welcome when you're in the building. And so everyone, that's a part of our staff are glad to be there. And I recognize that there is a value to being in urban centers. There are things that you don't get to not do when you're there. And so, you know, not only do I try to carry that forward, but I try to have the people who work for me or with me carry that attitude forward. And I think we've been able to do a pretty good job of that thus far.
Thank you, Dr. Pedro Cohen. Listen, I also understand that the members there, the people that come at different times, they are able to go on different trips and do things that not really at that time that they're doing in the YMCA, but as a group, they come together as a group, they're able to offer to take trips. Would you tell us about that?
Yeah, again, we are not just a YMCA. We have to be so much more by virtue of where we are and what some of the social conditions of the community demand of us. And so that being said, part of the experience, particularly at the Johnson YMCA, is that our seniors, they oftentimes take trips as a group. Recently, they went to Sally's robotic studio. They've gone to the Holy Land as a trip. Next, I guess in May some point, they're going on a cruise. Our young people currently are away and have been gone all week on a college tour. So, again, we don't get to just, you know, be a swim and gym, so to speak, as other facilities have the luxury of being. We have to be so much more, and being so much more, again, I don't want to prescribe to a belief system that we're going to do it halfway. We are a big believer in going all in, so we try to make sure that these trips and these experiences are one where people have a great time, and our seniors seem to do that. Currently, right now, we are in the middle of or at the end of Brain Awareness Week. As you could imagine, Alzheimer's and mental health is a challenge in communities like ours, and so we thought it was only fitting for us to work to address that issue. And so all week we have brought in speakers who can help people understand some of the challenges associated with Alzheimer's and or brain disease, or we brought in speakers, and we'll end it this week with a luncheon of sorts that sort of represents all of the things that people can do if they want to do relative to eating to be proactive in addressing some of those issues in their daily lives.
That is very impressive as to what you are doing at the Johnson YMCA. I wanted to also to ask you about your upcoming event celebration that you're going to be celebrating there at the Johnson YCA, the river cutting.
Yes. We are at the end of a $4 million expansion / renovation. And on April 30th, we are inviting the entire community out to be a part of the ribbon cutting. You know, again, we don't get to be homogenous in our approach to serving the community. So we not only have built a teen center, but as part of this expansion, that teen center will serve as a community center as well. And so we are inviting the entire Jacksonville community out to celebrate with us on April the 30th. They come out, they will choose to join us. You know, we are not, again, we don't have a prescriptive sort of approach to membership, you know, but I am a big believer that you have to put something into the process. And so, you know, we have a relatively easy sliding scale. And so hopefully those people who come out and visit with us and celebrate with us on this ribbon cutting on the 30th will also choose to become a part of the Johnson YMCA family.
Thank you, Dr. Pedro Urban Cohen. Our last question to you is, what can the community do? How can we get involved in making things continue to happen, even making it better? I see that your operation of the YMCA is really on the move. Y'all are doing great things, mighty things. You are a go-getter. You are a history maker. And I want to know, what can the community, how can they take a part? How can they support what you are doing and what the staff and people are doing at the YMCA?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I would say, you know, you can always help by being a part, choosing to be a part of our membership. You know, I tell people all the time, we got the cure to what ails you. You know, whether that be social isolation, we have, you know, somebody there that you will know or will look like you in some regard. And so we can help you there. Your doctor has written you a prescription and said that if you don't lose some weight, you know, this is what's going to be the repercussion. Well, we can help you in that effort. One of the most difficult things to do is to sort of go through the challenge of changing your physical outcome by yourself. Well, guess what? We got a class that will help you do that. Whether you need to start off in a chair or you need to start off on a treadmill, we can help you with that. And I just think that, again, coming out to support. If you don't want to do any of that, you just choose to come and say, hey, I want to write a check to help somebody who deserves to be here or who may not be able to be here and can't afford it. I want to write a check to help them. Or I want to help write a check to help a kid who needs to go on a college tour and see something beyond Jacksonville. I want to help him or her. We have the capacity to do that. So, again, you know, I think the community just has to come in and see not only where they can help us, but make that such the case. And so, again, you know, I think just walking in our door and giving us an opportunity to show you what is going on at the Johnson YMCA will be a big help to us.
We would like to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Irvin Pedro Cohings for being our special guest here on the Breakthrough broadcast. I would like to remind you again that what he does is very important. What he does and what the staff is doing is make a difference in the lives of our elderly and our youth and anybody that would come and be a part of change that's happening in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. All of the things that he just shared with us in making this community, our north side, or whatever area that you may live in, why don't you come out and see what is happening here at the Johnson YMCA with Vice President Irvin Cohen. At this time, the Bible says, and I said it at the beginning, the word tells us what we do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus. Because I am a soul winner, because of the fact that I am one of the assistant pastors there at the Word of Jesus House, under direction of